Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on remembering death and curtailing one's hopes, one's long ambitions, etc. as far as the dunya is concerned. Today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal badiru bil a'mali sab'an hal tantadhiruna illa faqran munsiyan aw ghinan mutghiyan aw maradan mufsidan aw haraman mufnidan أو هرما مفندا أو موتا مجهزا أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر أو الساعة والساعة أدهى وأمر رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that hasten with good deeds before seven things overtake you. This is the general system of life, that when a person is going through good health, then he thinks to himself, he feels to himself that this health is going to continue for good. And if a person is going through easy conditions, he thinks to himself this is going to continue. He doesn't realize that there is a system that Allah Ta'ala has got in place. As the days are going, person's health starts deteriorating, a certain person's energy starts, his enthusiasm, all this starts deteriorating slowly but surely. And he thinks to himself that this is going to continue. This is the dhoka that the person is in. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that a person is deceived by two things. One is free time and one is good health. Why free time? Because the person thinks that I'll continuously be free, not realizing that a time may come when all that free time will be gone. So don't waste that time. Utilize it properly. And that health also, doesn't matter how strong and fit a person is when he's young. When a person gets old, it's a general system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that its strength also goes, the weakness comes, doesn't matter what type of training he may have done in his early days. Therefore, there's a nice Arabic saying, لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ يَوْمًا فَأُخْبِرُهُ بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمَشِيبُ. The old person is saying, how nice if just one day of youth can return. فَأُخْبِرُهُ بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمَشِيبُ. I'll inform that one day of youth what old age is like. I'll inform that one day of youth what old age is like, because when I was young, I thought when I was old, I'll be the same. But now when I'm frail and I'm difficult and pain and tablets and no strength and no energy, now I know what youth really is. So how nice if you can just return to me for one day and I'll tell that youth of mine that what old age really is. In other words, I was oblivious of this and now it has hit me. How nice if I utilize my youth in much better ways instead of wasting it. So anyway, this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, hasten with good deeds before seven things overtake you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts, that are you waiting for poverty that makes you forgetful? Allah Ta'ala has blessed you. Now it's possible that you may lose everything. How many times we hear of people that they lose everything? Something happens, some investment goes bad, or sometimes they get into a bad deal or something, and then they lose everything. Or sometimes there's a natural catastrophe, person loses everything. Recently there was the looting. How many people lost everything that they owned? So here, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, are you waiting for poverty that makes you forgetful? Why this poverty? What's the link? Ulama explained that when a person going through extreme poverty, at that time now he becomes forgetful of his duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes forgetful of his duties to other people. He's overwhelmed by this parishani, this worry of this poverty that's hitting him. That's the thing that is consuming him day and night. He now becomes forgetful of other things. Or affluence that makes you transgress. Or the other thing is, you get too much of wealth, it's possible you get much more, and now that affluence that comes to you suddenly will make you transgress the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which happens very, very often. Person doesn't have, now he's online, and suddenly when all the wealth comes, and now a person, same person goes off track. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, are you waiting for illness that disables you? You got the chance, you got the opportunity, you got the health of doing things, but you're just whiling this wealth, this health and this energy away. Are you waiting for that sickness that will make you disabled? Now you won't be able to do those things and you'll think, how nice if I use that energy that I had in the past. Or are you wasting for old age that makes you senile? The mind is not in the same condition. Sometimes a person goes through dementia, sometimes he goes through other conditions, but that mind is not the same like how it was before. Are you waiting for that old age that makes you senile? Or are you waiting for sudden death? Suddenly death comes, now what use is all the past energy, all the past strength, all the past opportunities? What use is that? So are you waiting for that to come, or are you waiting for Dajjal, and what an evil unseen creation that is to be? Or are you waiting for the final hour? Are you waiting for Qiyamah to come? Then you're going to start. In other words, this is the time to start doing things. What are you waiting for? How beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking about this last hour, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this last hour, which will be terrible and will be the most bitter. So in other words, there's no point in waiting for this. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we all at some point got better health than we'll have in the future. We all at some point have got better opportunities than we may have in the future. We all at some time got better mental abilities than we'll have in the future. Or the Dajjal may come and then it may be too late. Or the angel of death will come and then it will be too late. So all these opportunities that Allah Ta'ala has given us, right now is the time to do good deeds and not to procrastinate. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.